Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all you lands. Sing forth the honour of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how awesome are you in all your works. Through the greatness of your power will your enemies submit themselves unto you. So David has this vision of all the nations, not just Israel, turning to the God of Israel. Now, most of the Israelites at that time thought that God was only interested in Israel. But David sees a lot further than that. He keeps talking about how all the nations, all the peoples, can come to God. And of course, that ultimately happened when Jesus died on the cross and the law of Moses was taken away and the invitation was sent out to all people to repent and be baptized. And in Christ, there is neither Jew nor Gentile. So David saw ahead of his time, all the earth will worship you and will sing to you. Yes, they will sing to your name. Well, in the end, this will be true in the kingdom, because the kingdom of God is going to be established on earth. We don't go to heaven when we die. Jesus is coming back to the earth to resurrect those who are responsible to him and to establish his kingdom here. This is the picture of God's kingdom on earth when all the earth will sing to him. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in what he does for the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. So the idea is that this is Israel going out to the Gentiles, to the nations, and saying, look, God has done great things for us, and you also can be part of his purpose. He rules by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Do not let the rebellious ones exalt themselves. O praise our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who holds our soul in life and doesn't allow our feet to be moved. So every breath you take is from God. Again, if you wonder, well, where is God? Does God love me? Is God really active for me? Yes, he is, because every heartbeat you take and every bit of breath you have is from God. And when we die, that breath is taken back and we return to the dust. But while we are alive, this is God consciously giving us life. You, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction upon us. You made men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us into a very wealthy place. So we are going to be tested, and the idea of silver going through the fire is that silver is a bit like gold when it's first dug up. It's like a dirty bit of rock. But when you put it into the fire, all that dirt and dross is taken out of it. And so that's what we were like, just dirty bits of rock, and we've got to go through the fire so that all the bad stuff and all the dirt gets off us, and we shine like gold and silver. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt sacrifices of fatlings and incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Come and hear, all you that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for me. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. So David is saying, and we should all be like this, because God has done so much for me, I want to tell other people about it. So our witness to other people is very personal. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So it's not just, oh yeah, if I say the right words, God's going to answer. God looks at the heart. And it's not a case of fancy words, it's a case of with all your heart loving him. But truly, God has heard me. He has paid attention to the voice of my prayer. But praised be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me.